This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Melodic Connections is a Cincinnati-based nonprofit group that provides music therapy for individuals with developmental disabilities. It recently partnered with the Everybody is a Star Foundation to produce music videos with 10 Melodic Connections musicians. Joining us to discuss the project and what it means to these local musicians are filmmaker, music producer, and creative director of the Everybody is a Star Foundation, Peter McEvely, who's also a graduate of the School for Creative and Performing Arts, Melodic Connections manager Betsy Zink Nusebi, 12-year-old musician Kyle Mounts, and his mother Paula Mounts.
Kyle, Paula, Peter, and Betsy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Peter, tell us about your organization, Everybody is a Star.
Our organization is a nonprofit, 501c3, based out of California, and we make music videos for kids and young adults with special needs.
How did you get the idea for doing this? Where did that come from?
Well, a few years ago, our executive director brought his daughter, who has special needs, cerebral palsy, down to my studio in Los Angeles to help. He asked me to help her with her senior project for high school, and they wanted to record a song in my studio. So he brought her down, and I've known her since she was a little kid. And so we recorded Love Story by Taylor Swift, and she was doing such a nice job while she was recording. I decided to get out my camera and start filming video footage of her. So we filmed her singing, and then I said, hey, let's go to the beach and get some sort of B-roll. So we did that, cut it together, made a video, and there was such a great response from her friends and family. People seemed so touched and happy to see her sort of thriving and doing such a great job with something she loved, and that it was really inspirational to us. And so I suggested to her dad, Howard Sapper, who's the executive director, I said, hey, let's do some more of these. You know, she has friends that, you know, in theater programs and around the city. So he said, yeah, let's do it. So we started, made a couple more, and it just sort of snowballed from there.
How many videos have you done to this point?
We've done, I think, about 19 or 20 videos at this point.
Betsy, how did you make this connection? It seems like a perfect fit with Melodic Connections. How did you make the connections with Everybody's a Star?
Well, actually, Peter reached out to us, and once he did, and we checked out the website, it seemed like a fantastic connection and a way for us to really continue to highlight the abilities of the musicians at our studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit more about Melodic Connections for people who aren't familiar with the organization.
Sure. Melodic Connections is a community music therapy studio here. It's a nonprofit here in Cincinnati, and we offer a variety of programs, but one of the main things we do is provide a studio space where musicians of all abilities can come and learn how to play keyboard, drums, guitar, and voice, or if not learn, then refine their skills. We have all kinds of ways that we adapt our instruction to make sure that all learners are able to really highlight what they're able to do with the different instruments. So again, when Peter approached us, it seemed like an amazing opportunity, another way to be able to really shine a spotlight on our musicians.
How did the kids react to doing this?
Well, I went and met them a few days ago when I first got into town, and everybody's, you know, very kind and enthusiastic about doing it, particularly Kyle. Seem to really be having a great time, and when he's having a great time, we're all having a great time. So, yeah, the energy and the enthusiasm has been just really fantastic.
So on July 6th and 7th, Peter, you filmed two professional music videos. Tell me about the project. Who was involved, how that worked? And
Well, in this particular instance, we're really thrilled to be working collaboratively with Melodic Connections, because they're very connected to all of their students or participants in their organization. So Betsy helped, you know, she sort of selected from her group who she thought would be the best candidates. Kyle he sang a song that he'll tell you about, I think, in a little bit here. and made a video, and just very, very talented singer, and the youngest person in the program we've worked with. And then we did a group. They did sort of a medley that was arranged by some of the instructors from Melodic Connections. That came out great. We shot it over at Audio Grotto in Newport, beautiful old church converted to a recording studio. And we even snuck in a third video. One of the piano player did a beautiful rendition of Moonlight Sonata, which we're also very excited about making into a video. So it's, yeah, a lot of great participants.
Well, Kyle, you got to make that solo video, which that had to be really exciting for you. Let's listen to that. You're 12 years old, and is that the first time you've done something like that, Kyle?
Mostly not, but I've done, like, I've actually sung, like, at one show I did at Barrier Media, I, like, did, like, I actually did, I'm trying to remember the song that I did, what was it called, Mom?
Best Day of My Life.
It was Best Day of My Life, Best Day of My Life. And I sung it, and everyone just liked it. It was very amazing how I did that song, and it really blew my mind away how I got it right on the last try.
So when you were doing this, were you nervous? What were you thinking when you were performing this song, "May Angels Lead You In"? What were you thinking, Kyle?
Well, I was just thinking it was going to be a very good opportunity to do, and I was kind of a little nervous to do this. And it was really came out to me, and then I really did good at the end, and it really came out very good.
Yeah, Peter, it's a good performance.
It's fantastic. Yeah, he's just so talented. We loved working with him.
Betsy, what's the benefit of doing this for kids with special needs? How does this help them?
Well, I wish that everyone could see the amazingly huge smile on Kyle's face right now as he's listening back to his recording, because I think right there they would be able to see the benefits.
Yeah.
And the smile and the look of pride on his mom's face, too. And that's really... those are the two biggest reasons that we do what we do. I know that just... watching Kyle yesterday, watching him create that recording, and I know that was definitely not your first time performing in front of people, but it was definitely your first time in a recording space, which can be kind of crazy and intense because you're singing the same thing over and over and over towards perfection, and you know that going in, and it's pretty intense for any 12-year-old, but. Talking to Kyle's mom while we're listening to him work so hard, you know, this is a dream of Kyle's, is for him to, he really wants to be a recording artist. So this is just sending him on his way and giving him that platform. And that's what we're, I mean, all the things that we do at Melodic, this is something that we haven't been able to offer. And that's why we're so grateful to, Everybody's a Star for helping us, realize this dream for Kyle and some of the other musicians at our studio.
How much practice did you put in on this, Kyle, getting ready to do this?
Oh, well, it kind of took like a lot of practice to do it. Like at first you have to experience failure to become amazing. And that's really how I came to be. And that's what I kind of am today. And it was kind of a challenge at first, but then I started to be able to play the songs I am able to play today.
You have to experience failure to be. That's an amazing statement in itself, Paula.
He's an amazing little guy.
Yeah,
overcome a lot, and
He's just a blessing to us.
How long has he been part of Melodic Connections? How long
has he been in that program? 4 years. They opened a branch in Lebanon, and his early intervention teacher got connected somehow, and she told us about it because she knew Kyle loved to sing. And she had heard him at school singing, and he was a big hit in school already before he started with this. And then he's just really been able to hone his talents, and now he's taking individual lessons on singing and on voice and piano on keyboard.
Yeah, have you seen him just kind of blossom with Melodic Connections?
Yes, he's really come out of his shell. His first concert with Melodic, he was really nervous and a lot of, like, you know, insecurity, but he's just really come a long way.
And then he's got the courage to do a solo performance for
yes.
a music video.
Yes.
Kyle, that's just really, I'm impressed. I am really impressed with what you did.
Thank you so much.
Peter, the videos were produced in conjunction with Rob Fetters. Tell me about him.
Well, Rob is, I guess I'm an old fan of Rob's from my childhood here in Cincinnati. He was with the Raisins and then after that with the Bears with Adrian Belew. And I know he's done a lot of incredible production work around Cincinnati. And also, both of us work for ABC out in Los Angeles doing custom music for them. And we have a common friend over there who sort of connected us. So when I was thinking of coming to Cincinnati to do some videos, first I was connected to Melodic Connections through a mutual drum teacher that we both had, Betsy and I, a guy named John Gardner from SCPA. And then I thought, well, I need to find a studio space. So I called Rob, who I've, you know, worked with collaboratively but never actually met in person. So I called Rob, and the great thing about this, you know, the foundation and that I'm learning is that people are so, you know, inclined to want to help. You tell them what we're doing, people just roll out the red carpet. It goes studios, you know, video shooting facilities, locations. People want to be involved, and it's always such a positive experience. So, yeah, Rob just said, yeah, what can I do to help? I said, well, we need a recording facility. So he connected us with Audio Grotto and also just came down and hung out and oversaw some of the engineering along with Matt Huneman, who engineered the session. So, yeah, Rob was an integral part of it, and it was fun to hang out with him and see him and just have him around.
Betsy, tell me about some of the other Melodic Connections musicians who were part of these videos.
Sure. So, yeah, we definitely when Peter approached us, he said we had the opportunity for three possible music videos, and, you know, we'll start a turn in about who would be great musicians to highlight. But I definitely immediately asked Peter, you know, one of the foundations that Melodic is built on is that we really strive to highlight, like I've said earlier, the abilities of all musicians. So no matter what your abilities are, we've always wanted every musician who comes to the studio and takes lessons to be a part of our concerts and be on stage. And if you want a solo, it doesn't matter if you're going to sing the entire verse of a song or if you can sing the last two words of that verse, we're going to put you up on stage. You're going to be able to show everybody what your abilities are. So I explained that to Peter, and I said, could one of these videos be where we invite all of our adult musicians, anybody who wants to be a part of the process, to be there? Because that's really, you know, core to our philosophy. So, you know, he was super accommodating. That's part of why we were at Audio Grotto, because they had a nice big space for us. So again, we've got a couple of fantastic solo musicians, Kyle being one of them. But then I think we're also going to get this.
And Peter and Betsy, he was the youngest. Is that what you're
saying? Kyle's the youngest we've worked with, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. But we're also going to get this cool ensemble piece that just shows what just a variety of musicians can do, and watching them record. Again, recording can be kind of intense. So watching them work so hard and play, you know, one piece over and over and over and work towards as close to perfection as they can and can get it in a live setting like that, it was awesome. Yeah.
So Kyle, what do you do for an encore? What are you going to do in the future there? I mean, that was impressive. What do you do to top that?
Well, I may actually record another song maybe later on in my lifetime.
But you're working on a song right now with James, though, yeah, right, for your next concert.
Yeah,
and
for
James,
my next.
James is
his teacher at Melodic Connections.
Okay. Yeah.
And my next song is really going to top, I think, my next one I've done, the last one I've done in the last concert. It's going to be in December of this year, so
it's going to be very excited about it.
Yeah, it,
right?
It is going to be a very good song, and I can't tell you the name of it, though.
Because it's a surprise, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a secret.
Top secret.
Yeah. Only me and James know.
But that's coming out later this year, so we'll have to be looking for that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he also sings at church every week at my mom's church, so he's used to being heard on broadcast.
Paul,
so
it sounds like music has just really, really meant a lot in Kyle's life.
Yes, when we heard about Melodic, we're like, well, great, that's an avenue for him to be able to express his natural, you know, attributes and talents, and just really, really amazing how far he's come.
So, Peter and Betsy, what do you do for an encore here? I mean, it's pretty impressive. You've got these videos that you're producing. Do you have any plans for any future collaborations?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we both have Betsy was saying their foundation is built on giving everybody an opportunity, which is really ours too. That's why we're called Everybody is a Star. A lot of the people we work with, sometimes they get put to the back. They're in the chorus in the productions that they're working on, or very small parts, and our goal is to get them out front, give them a day or two to really be the star, to really feel like, you know, they're getting the attention. So that's our goal, and I think they have a common goal, you know, give everybody opportunities, and it's amazing what they deliver when you give them that opportunity. So I see future collaborative efforts. I know there's some film festival possibilities for the videos that we've talked about, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just in talking with both Howard and Peter yesterday, we're just excited about, you know, this connection that's been made and the possibilities for the future. So,
Howard, the executive director, was just talking to someone yesterday about some live performances, which once we shoot videos, we oftentimes bring the performers to record. And so we look forward to maybe, who knows, maybe having Kyle come sing at a sporting event or something like that. So a lot of future possibilities.
There, I guess that's your answer. Kyle's going to become a jet-setting musician recording all over the U.S.
Wouldn't that be
that's
awesome?
That's what it is. That's your encore, Kyle.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And Kyle, good luck with your music. Sounds like you've got quite a future in front of you.
Thank you.
Kyle Mounts and his mother Paula, Peter McEvely with Everybody is a Star Foundation, and Betsy Zink-Nusebi with Melodic Connections. You can find a link to more information at WVXU.org. Find a link to a video of Kyle's full performance of May Angels Lead You In at WVXU.org.